Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
I don't know what your wrestler name would be if you're a professional wrestler, but Shane writes in the Farmfolio Twitter feed. He's under The Ultimate Nightmare. That's not a bad name.
The Ultimate Nightmare.
Not just a nightmare.
Yeah.
The penultimate.
Who do you have tonight in Memphis down at the City Coliseum? I'm wrestling The Ultimate Nightmare.
Ooh.
Jimmy Footsucker.
Yeah, Jimmy Footsucker and The Ultimate Nightmare
his
tonight.
Finishing move.
That's destroying the other guy's out
suck
cold.
Your toes.
What you say?
I suck on your toes. I would cry my heart.
The nightmares on that.
That would be the worst move ever. What's your finishing move? Oh, I suck on their toes.
That's how he knocks them out, and then he pulls the foot up, and he's looking in the camera all crazy eyes.
Is this the move? He's got him. One, two, three.
Would you pull a shoehorn out of your ass to get his boot up? Wow.
Where else are you going to keep it?
Do not want to see that one.
Those things don't have pockets. All right, LTD and B, Rockstar Forster and Lunsford all with you today. The Pepsi Hotline is 205-734-0923. We're brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. And also here from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studio, and we'll do the headlines here. And it's brought to you by the great folks at Bromberg's. That silver box gets you lined up for the holidays.
Yeah, Dunaway, holidays are here. And if you're thinking about popping the question, you need to go see the Diamond Specialist. And that's our friends at Bromberg's, family owned and operated since 1836. Bromberg's has established that solid reputation as a fine purveyor of quality diamonds, as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. They've got you hooked up. Anything you need this holiday season, get into one of those two locations, Mountain Brook or the Summit. You can also shop online right now. Very convenient. Go to Bromberg's.com.
All right. We'll start basketball. What a night for Jabari Smith. Continues to get better and better every game. Auburn, number 21 in the country, beats a good UCF team. Central Florida, 85-68. Jabari had 20.7 rebounds in that one.
Man, that guy, you know, it's 6'10", 220, and the body's still developing. His ability, the range he's already got, he's hitting 44% behind the arc already this year. I mean, that guy is going to be extraordinary. Unfortunately for Auburn fans, you're going to get him 1 year.
He's a one-and-doneer, no doubt. He is an NBA star in the making.
But Brown brought up Walker Kessler. And
he's a difference maker.
And what he's doing at 7-1, filling that lane, and, you know, had a team-high 14 attempts last night. That's going to be a big body. This Auburn team, when it comes together.
Really?
I know
good.
Alabama fans are really excited. The SEC is much better this year. Those are going to be a couple of fun games to watch this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So Auburn wins last night. They get Yale this weekend at Auburn Arena. UAB down at Bartow last night. They're now 6-2 as they beat East Tennessee State, always a good basketball team, 70-56, trailed by double digits. And then K.J. Buffin had a double-double last night, including 16 rebounds, a big reason why they came back and won that game.
Man, if you would have told me that UAB shoots 2 of 17 behind the arc and they get dominated by double digits on the boards but still win by 16 points, almost impossible. But then you look at turnovers, and it was 18-6 UAB, only to turn the ball over 6 times. Pretty impressive by Andy Kennedy's squad.
We're heading over to Atlanta, our show tomorrow at Twin Peaks, and we've got some special programming thanks to our friends at Johnson RV Center, their title sponsor of our SEC Roadshow. So tomorrow, a normal show 9-1 Central, 10-2 if you want to stop by and see us at Twin Peaks. And then we're back live with you on all of our platforms 4-6 on all our video platforms only, 4-6 Central Time tomorrow night, and then 10-12 on all of our video platforms only on Saturday morning, leading into the kickoff of the SEC Championship at 3 o'clock. Later today, we'll listen in to Kirby Smart or watch Kirby Smart in his news conference leading into the Alabama game. And as we continue our college football conversation, Lincoln Riley's recruiting. Brian Kelly's now at LSU. He's looking to fill out his staff. Marcus Freeman and Tommy Dees are staying back at Notre Dame as the coordinators. Brian Kelly said this yesterday at his news conference, and I want this to be the jumping off point on our discussion about what is about to happen in the future of the Southeastern Conference. Here's Brian Kelly yesterday.
Look, I came down here because I wanted to be with the best. The resources here are outstanding. It starts with the alignment excellence, the standard of expectation. This is, listen, you're looked at in terms of championships here, and I want that. I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage. That's what my passion is. And so, yeah, that's part of the draw. There's no doubt about that.
Now, there's the guy who is at Notre Dame yeah. with its own network and NBC every week on that platform, the national college program. I mean, Notre Dame is known New York to L.A., but that is the future of college football, is the Southeastern Conference, and that is the perception. The best of the best. This is the main stage, and Brian Kelly wanted to be on it.
It's a different brand, man. I mean, outside of the NFL, when you're talking football, it's the NFL, it's the SEC, and it's really not even close. I mean, the Big Ten would be your second best conference, but, I mean, it seems night and day, and now you get the additions of Oklahoma and Texas coming over. And Brian Kelly, we've talked about it before, believed that, you know, he had already topped out just getting to college football playoffs, not being able to get over that hump. And it's only going to get worse for Notre Dame, in my opinion. More difficult when they're stacked up out of a conference against a super conference like the SEC.
It's one of the smartest things you have ever said about the inability to win championships at Notre Dame. It's national championship or nothing. And a guy like Brian Kelly, he's won 9 conference championships. 9. And he never gets that chance anymore. He's gone a decade now without getting a chance to play for to win a championship. Now, he's had a chance to play for them. But even in his failures in the national championship game, at another school, he would have at least been a conference champion. He would have lifted a trophy. And I know these guys make a ton of money. I know they do a lot of things. But these guys are driven to lift those trophies, man. I mean, that's why they're in this business.
When you've done everything else, he's made more money than he can spend.
That's right. He'll never need money again. It's about lifting trophies now, and you don't get to do that at Notre Dame.
Well, I believe in what he said. Look, I'm not worried about my legacy. Brian Kelly doesn't seem like a guy that really is concerned with a legacy. And if you're going to a place like LSU, really, how are you going to build a legacy when you've already had Saban win one and Orgeron and Les Miles win one? I mean, unless he's there 15 times and he wins 5 national championships, which is super unrealistic in today's SEC, I don't really think it's about a legacy. I think it's about going there, trying something different, competing against the best week in, week out, and finally getting his fingers on that trophy.
Listen, I know you're down on Sark, but Sark was the head coach last year in the hiring cycle.
He was.
Now, it did not pan out this year. We'll see what he turns into. But if you were Texas, you felt like you were getting the right coach, right? You felt like you were getting the head coach. So Texas is coming into the league. There's got to be a lot of pressure on Oklahoma because, I mean, Brian Kelly, I think, is a great get for LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban, you know, you hear people in the know say, this guy's not going anywhere. He's going to coach 5 more years, 6 more years. So you Nick Saban, Jimbo, we know what he's making. I know he has not, you know, met that salary yet, but he's considered to be one of the best in the business right now. There are some really good coaches here. If you're Oklahoma, the pressure is on you right now to sort of rise up to make sure you've got a vessel prepared for what is ahead.
Because if I'm Oklahoma, you mentioned Saban, right?
Yeah.
And I look at Alabama and I say, look at the kind of coach LSU just drew. You don't think Alabama's going to draw that kind of attention? Now, I'm not saying Alabama will make the right hire. I don't know. I mean, I have confidence in Greg Byrne. I think he knows what he's doing. But LSU just went out and hired the Notre Dame head coach, the most successful Notre Dame head coach in terms of wins in the history of the program. Convinced him to leave to come to LSU. You don't think Alabama's going to go pull that kind of guy?
They're
going to.
Look, if you're Oklahoma, Joe Castellone is one of the more well-respected ADs out there. He's in a tough spot right now. Bob Stoops is going to coach this team through the bowl. He's the interim guy right now. They had a press conference side by side the other day. Talked about programs bigger than us, bigger than any player ever. You know, we'll get this right. If Bob Stoops goes back, he's recruiting right now and has fun over the next month, Bob Stoops might sell himself. I'm only 60. I'm a decade younger than Nick Saban. Why can't I coach for another decade? And I think for Oklahoma to go into this new uncharted territory, which is the SEC, I think that's their best option. And I think Oklahoma fans would be more excited about Bob Stoops coming back than anybody else they could hire.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but it seemed like Bob always, he shied away from that Florida job for whatever reason. He never wanted to go back and be in the SEC. I don't know if he didn't like what you have to do recruiting-wise here and take that for whatever you want to take that as. I don't know what Bob Stoops didn't like about the SEC, but every year Jeremy Foley would get on that Florida jet and go to Norman first and then pick up Ron Sook.
I don't like Gainesville. He might not like Gainesville either.
Yeah, he might not. He was there. Well, he was there.
Let me ask you this. Oklahoma fan, Matt Campbell or Bob Stoops? Which one excites you more?
Oh, Bob Stoops.
You know, the difference is the age. You know, if I'm getting Bob Stoops for a decade or I'm getting Matt Campbell, I mean, Bob Stoops, you know, immediately you're probably going to win. I mean, even in year two, back in the day, they won that lone national championship over the last 20-plus years.
But you know what's funny, Brown, is you hold up 9-3 on Tom Herman at Houston, but you're no ding on Matt Campbell for this year?
Oh, are you kidding me? He's at Iowa State.
Yeah, but he was at Iowa State with a team that has been together for a long, long time that has reached really good heights.
Buddy, he took Iowa State to the Big 12 championship game and had the ball in hand with a chance to win
it.
And all
those guys back this year. Well, and I mean, now where are
that's
they?
That's one bad season. What more do you want the guy to do, though?
Well, that's all Herman had was one bad season.
Well, I mean, but he was a coach for 2 years. Matt Campbell's got a track record.
Well, it wasn't really a bad season. It was 9-3.
He finished outside the top 25. He had a national championship contender.
He's a group five. If you don't win 10 games, you're outside of the top 25.
Well, he didn't. He lost four.
He lost three. My point on Matt Campbell, maybe it works wherever he goes. Maybe it works wherever he goes. Doesn't seem like to me the kind of coach that his, what do they call it, culture? That his culture works with five-star athletes.
Yeah. Well, maybe we learned that about Tom Herman.
Yeah, look, and we don't know if Beamer was ever one of those guys and Bill Snyder was one of those guys. Just for the record, Brown, because this irritates me. After he lost the 3 games, they lost 5 games, 5 games, 8 games, 5 games up until this year.
Right.
So it's not like Houston's a juggernaut. They're playing well right now this 1 year.
Well, they're not, but, I mean, he took a team that was a national championship contender and finished outside the top 25. I mean, I think that's a bad job of coaching. I don't care where you are.
They weren't a national championship contender.
They weren't?
Houston?
No. Yes. Houston, everybody, that whole season going into, well, not a national championship contender, a playoff contender. Okay. A playoff contender. That whole offseason, everybody said, hey, look, Houston's actually got the schedule that sets up well for them. They play some name opponents. If they can beat those opponents, they could be in the playoffs. And they would have been, by the way.
Farmfolio chat room. Blake says, I keep hearing Matt Rhule in the mix at Oklahoma. If that's the case, Oklahoma wins this coaching cycle. If he does go to Oklahoma, that'd be a great hire. I don't know if that wins the coaching cycle. Lincoln Riley to USC and Brian Kelly to LSU are great hires.
That's a great hire. It may not win the cycle, but if I'm an Oklahoma fan, I'd be thrilled about it. Bruce Feldman says, not happening. And Bruce Feldman, by the way, said, And I wonder if Bruce knew a little something.
Yeah, nobody knows USC better than Bruce.
That, because he continued to say Lincoln Riley to LSU not happening. I wonder if Bruce knew it was happening to USC.
Yeah, he never said Lincoln wasn't going anywhere. He just said he wasn't going to LSU.
That is correct.
I feel confident in saying if Matt Rhule, if he stays put this year, he had his opportunity probably to have one or any of these jobs. So I think if the ship has sailed, he's probably long-term NFL, at least the next couple of years, if he doesn't take an Oklahoma.
Part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at Odie's. Last night, you guys entertained everyone with a little trivia.
Yeah, Odie's Team Trivia, always fun. We do that every Wednesday night. But if you're just out and about, you're looking for a great lunch, stop in Rodney Davis, cooking up incredible food for almost 3 decades now. Burgers, award-winning wings, my personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Stop in. You can sit inside or outside. Enjoy this great weather. College football coming up this weekend. You can watch it all weekend long with Will Haver and that great staff. Get in today. It's a Birmingham institution. It's Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
Where does Alabama have the advantage? Is there anywhere Alabama has the advantage going into the game Saturday, where it's Thursday? So it's Saturday. Quarterback?
100% a quarterback. Yeah. That's not even a discussion. At receiver, too. They're better at receiver than Georgia is.
Quarterback, receiver, head coach. And something that does play into this, the mental state. I think mentally.
Interesting.
Well, look, if I'm Alabama, Nick Saban, my pregame film that I'm going to show them the night before is 300. And then I'm going to follow
it
up.
Pretty big body count.
Okay, wait a second. So the film that you would show the team going into the Georgia game would be the movie 300.
And then I would show them a 5-minute video of Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. And I would say, look, Wile E. Coyote's always been the physical, more physical animal here. But we own Wile E. Coyote.
He's determined, man.
He's determined, but you know what? He can't get to Roadrunner.
And he's got an unlimited budget.
And he really does. All the money in the world. Much like us. We're Alabama.
By the way, we've played this team since I've been here. Since 2008, we've played them six times. We beat them all six times. Kirby's tried to beat us three times. We beat them all three times. They've had us in whatever situation. We found ways to win. We're going to find a way to win this thing again.
The confidence is what that is. Confidence. You're selling the confidence. Boy, I wish Lunsford would get on the Photoshop real quick and somehow put Kirby Smart's eyes and cheeks on the Wile E. Coyote real quick. That would be really funny to see. Because
I thought you were going to ask for $300. I thought you wanted to see the shaved chest cut up. Man, every dude in that movie was cut.
Yep.
Well, they had great teeth.
I think they all had the roids going, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. I think that's what came out after that
one. Do you think Gerard Butler was doing roids
for
that?
Yeah, I think that's what came out after that one, is that the roids were pretty rampant on that
set. I think
that
was loosely based on a
historical event,
No, but was that CG, or what made it look the
CGI.
Way it looked?
No, it was the way they filmed it, too. So it was based on a graphic novel.
Right.
And so, you know, if you've seen Frank Miller's Sin City, a lot of that, I don't know exactly how they shoot it.
It almost looks like a cartoon.
It's all comic book.
The whole background was green screen.
Yeah.
So just imagine every shot's just you're in front of a green screen.
I thought it was a good movie, though.
I did, too.
But did you see the sequel?
I did not see the sequel.
Was that 600, 350?
But, you know, Us Against the World, you know, 300, and then follow it up with, this is the reality of the situation. We are the Roadrunner, and they are Wile E. Coyote. And that's been the history of this rivalry.
Can you imagine a group of 19 and 20 year olds if Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner popped up on the screen looking at you like,
what the hell is this?
Nick Saban has lost it, boys.
Why does he keep lighting that bomb, throwing it to the Roadrunner, and he throws it back and he holds on to it?
Well, the amazing thing is he could take an anvil to the head off a cliff.
Yeah,
and he
many times and run into a wall that he's painted as a road.
Yeah, he fell to his death numerous times, only not to die.
To a rocket.
My favorite was always Roadrunner is out on the edge of the cliff, and the coyote would somehow chop his part of the land off, and you would expect that to fall, but it was the mountain that would fall.
It's almost like the world was against him.
And the Roadrunner had a little sign he would hold up, right? You remember that? Yeah, that little sign he would hold up.
Funny you bring that up, Rocky. It's almost like the world is against Georgia when you just watch some of the things that happened to this team. I mean, honestly.
But this year, it doesn't feel that way.
I mean, how did they lose the 2017 National Championship? How did they lose the 2018 SEC Championship?
Those things don't make sense. But it doesn't feel that way this year.
Oh, it was both those games were over with, it seemed.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. How Kirby Smart couldn't close those games out is crazy.
Yeah. Farm Folio chat room, Brown. Tell us about Farm Folio as we keep reading over there. Quarterbacks, receivers, and kickers, says Deborah, one of our great female listeners. Don't forget about better kicker now at Alabama.
I don't know that. Well, Alabama's got a better kicker than they have, but I don't know that it's better than Georgia. If anything, that's a tie. If you're worried about market volatility, let Farm Folio show you your investment can turn into cash flowing farmland property. See more at farmfolio.net.
Love to see what movie you would show this Alabama team the night before the game, the Friday night movie for the team on the road in Atlanta. What movie do you show them to get fired up for the game against Georgia? Would love to see what you're showing them. LT is going 300 with a little intermission with Coyote and the Roadrunner. Really good stuff there.
Why 300? Just because it's a battle scene that would fire you off?
No, I mean, look,
us against the world. We were us against the world.
It was 300 men against, I forgot how big the army was. How big was the army, fellas?
It was a big army, but you remember that? I don't think they won. They didn't really get, I think they didn't win.
Yeah.
They tried, though. They put a valiant effort.
Just don't finish the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
When
turn
you
it off.
That's when you, there's some really good scenes. Boy, they hold their own, don't they?
Once those arrows start flying.
Nate gives us Gladiator over there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of miracles coming in. Tripp and Charles and Maxwell. We can beat these guys.
Yeah, you know, miracle back to 1980 Lake Placid. And it was one of the great moments for our country, in at least sporting terms. But it did seem like that was impossible. I don't know why people believe that Alabama beating Georgia is like this huge hurdle on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, and this is going to be hard for you to answer. I get that. In terms of college football point lines, the United States versus Russia, how big an underdog were they?
I would say probably three touchdowns.
They were a 21-point dog, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was basically the Iron Bowl.
Yeah. That was huge, though.
I just made Alabama, Russia, and the Iron Bowl. Didn't intend to do that. But
no, that was massive. Love miracle. where they're playing the exhibition game against the Russians. They've scored 10 goals on Jim Craig, and he's talking about pulling Jim out of goalie. And Jim's like, yeah. Coach, you can't do that. It's my net. And he goes, Jim, they've scored 10 goals. It's everybody's net.
But you think about on a given college Saturday, we have 60-plus games that are on the Vegas board. And of those 60, I would say that we have 5 to 10 7-point dogs that win outright every single week. I just don't know why this is going to be viewed as this, you know, monumental upset.
Emily, one of our great female listeners, one of the great fans, said Alabama Mighty Ducks, she would go with. Tyler says Lone Survivor.
A lot of people in the Farm Fellow chat room are saying all dogs go to heaven.
And then you get the, just show them the 2017 National Championship ending over and over on replay. Keep those rolling in the Farm Folio chat room. We're glad to have you along today. Rockstars viewing menu, Roman Harper at 11, John Mechie, Iron Bowl hero, coming up at 12 o'clock. The star from that game, the guy who walked it off at the end, he'll be with us live at 12 o'clock today. Part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at the University of Montevallo, my school, Chris Stewart School, Rusty Greer, Texas Ranger great, who just now found out he's going into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Rusty Greer is a University of Montevallo grad. You can have a son or daughter, or maybe you, looking to go back to school. Montevallo can be the place for you. Montevallo.edu. Montevallo.edu. A lot of great things happening. New buildings going up. A $5 million new theater department just went up. My daughter's a theater major there right now. She's got some plays and musicals that she's involved in every year. I go and watch them on the Rebecca Luker stage down there. Broadway stars have come from Montevallo. You could be the next star at Montevallo. You or your son or daughter, schedule an in-person tour. Montevallo.edu, Montevallo.edu.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459. Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by Excalibur Services, a name you can now trust for all your plumbing needs. Call 205-718-8688 for all your residential HVAC, electrical, and now plumbing needs. Excalibur Services, Alabama License 15214.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today. The Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The team at Vulcan Tire and Automotive, they feel it's important for you to know they don't employ any salespeople or technicians that are incentivized with your commissions. When you are getting your vehicle serviced, the team is only incentivized to take care of you and your vehicle. That doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Again, four locations right here in Birmingham, Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, Vulcan Tire and auto.com.
Cardinal Roofing would like to inform you of a few cardinal rules for roofing. Shingle roofs should be replaced every 10 to 15 years. Damage from storms may be covered by insurance. Leaks are typical where vent pipes come through the roof or in a valley where two slopes come together. But the most important cardinal rule is to always call Cardinal Roofing for all your roofing needs. Cardinal Roofing is your home for financing, one-day jobs, and more than 500 five-star reviews. 205-900-ROOF. That's 205-900-7663. Mention the Next Round and get $100 off your next roof replacement.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. That's nextroundlive.com. When it came to furnishing the new facilities here at the Next Round, there was only one call we made, and that was to Richie Hamer at Business Interiors right here in Birmingham. Richie and Business Interiors have a true passion for interiors and the talent to bring the client's vision to life. Through their vast selection of great designer furniture, Richie and BI will stop at nothing to make the experience great for the client. Repeat clients trust Richie and Business Interiors because he does what he says, and the guys will deliver on their promises. Leave it to Richie and Business Interiors to incorporate creativity into every space in your corporate setting. To set up an appointment, call Richie today. 205-837-2497. That's 205-837-2497. Or just go visit Richie at the BI showroom today. They're located 2309 Fifth Avenue South in Birmingham. Again, the entire studio's here at the Next Round, furnished by our friends at Business Interiors. Go see them today, Fifth Avenue South in Birmingham.
After years searching for a classic jacket that was functional in the field and the city, Tom Beckby couldn't find one he liked, so he decided to make his own. Since designing that first jacket in 2015, Tom Beckby has continued to draw inspiration from natural settings to produce classic outdoor equipment with time-tested rugged materials. Visit the brand-new Tom Beckby store in Mountain Brook Village, a local business, with the goal of outfitting you for the outdoors here in Alabama and wherever the road takes you. Mountain Brook Village, or online, TomBeckby.com. That's Tom, BeckBe.com.
Back with you on the Next Round. Before we hit the phones real quick, Rockstar's Viewing Menu being brought to you by our friends at New Life Art.
Yeah, and New Life Art bringing you those memorable Daniel A. Moore moments for over 40 years right now. For more information on those, you can go call 1-800-735-2787. You can always go online to view everything. Go to danielmoreart.com.
HBO Max, there is a new documentary called Music Box. Dennis Primetime, listening to Kenny G, your favorite Dennis music. Remember, he was a hot commodity like in 93. Like, he was...
Sweet hair, played the flute,
wasn't
right?
He married to somebody like really, really hot, though?
I don't, I'm sure he was.
I think it was true. The tenor saxophone, if I'm correct.
I just know it was...
It was a straight saxophone.
Yeah. But Kenny G wasn't as big as Michael Bolton, right?
No.
No, because he was instrumental. But I think Kenny G, Christmas, just instrumental, you know, the tenor saxophone Christmas, was a very popular CD back in the 90s.
And then 7 p.m. on FX, what would you say, I'd love to hear y'all's opinion, the best space movie? Not aliens, just a movie about people going to space.
Apollo 13.
Oh, I was going to say Alien.
A lot of people say Star Wars. Does that count? I don't know.
Let's say... more real based, not like not an actual event, but something
based on like realism, probably Space Cowboys. Yeah.
Armageddon.
Ain't nobody going Armageddon.
Armageddon. Is it Armageddon?
Armageddon's a documentary. I didn't know that fit
into
this.
It's one I've never seen. I think it came out, a couple years ago, at Astra with Brad Pitt and
Tony Leung.
I watched that. I thought it was a little weird.
It was weird.
Spaceballs from Jeremy over there. Right Stuff from Maxwell.
The Right Stuff was good back in the day. Sam Shepard. Was in that right?
Scott Glenn.
No, Scott Glenn. He played Alan Shepard. That's why I said Sam Shepard. Yeah, Scott
Glenn. I haven't seen that movie in...
Oh, The Right Stuff? Ever, it's a haul. I mean, that's a long movie. That's like four parts.
Soprano sax, thank you, Jeremy, was the straight saxophone, not the tenor.
And then Netflix, it's a huge day on Netflix. Every single season of the original Knight Rider.
I never watched Knight Rider.
You well, you got Netflix now, buddy.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Mm. Hello, Jeff and Aniston.
Oh, God.
Hey, yeah, I've never seen Apollo 13 or The Right Stuff.
Oh, you're wrong,
man.
Are
you kidding me?
Apollo 13's fantastic.
And you grew up in like the space, the race for space,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you probably had a NASA t-shirt and drank Tang.
I drank Tang, yeah.
I mean, you're probably like me. Back when they didn't have live cameras on everything, you actually see spacewalks and things. Now, back then, they had that guy on television that would have the model of the two things. Now tonight,
The crew will be docking, and he has these two toy models and showing how they'll be docking, and that was the animation for television back then.
It was old school, wasn't it? Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, before we get into it, we got one for you, because you were talking about the house that Jack built, which I almost watched last week. I'm going to ultimately watch it.
Yeah,
but,
dude.
But Yellow Jackets, the one that Rocky and Tom Luganville were talking about.
Yeah, I want to give that a shot.
Oh, it's right up your alley.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been wanting to give that a shot.
Yeah, it's got some cannibalism in it. You'll love it.
I like cannibal movies.
I've only seen one scene, Jeff. I would just say that if you're going to die in a plane crash, your chance of surviving a plane crash is if you don't end up in the tree.
You don't want to be in the tree, and apparently you want to be on Valium.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right,
making a note.
Yeah. Mental note.
Well, if I'm on a plane, I'm going to be on Valium. So.
One and the same, right?
Check.
Have you met my friend Lance?
You know, something that's always kind of bugged me. All right, what's the definition of, would you say, a sky? S-K-Y.
Anything above you?
Yeah.
When you're outside?
Okay, and the definition of skies is the plural of sky, right?
Skies.
So why do we need skies if sky means everything above you? I don't understand.
It's like he's going to spaces.
Yeah, we don't really need it. You're right. I've never thought of this, but
it's a waste.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to drink beer. Or am I going to drink beers? I mean, beer is kind of plural too, right?
But Jeff, here it is. It's if there's one sky, but I'm going to show you a different. Multiple pictures of the sky at different times of the night and year, it's going to be, here's some different skies in photos.
Different pictures of
different
sky.
Photos of the same sky. It's like deer. Yeah. Deer is deer. I think you're right on this, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
But is beer beer or beers?
I've never heard people say beers. Well, I guess give me six beers.
I'm going to go drink some beers.
Yeah. I'm going out for beers.
Yeah.
But I think beer works, though, right?
Yeah, well, it does, but beers are different every time.
I'm going out for women, not woman, right? Am I right?
Well, some people are, Rocky.
Never know.
It was kind of like my dad joke when I get a haircut. He said, "You got a haircut?" And I said, I got a whole bunch of them.
I got them all. Yeah.
And, you know, if Rockstar was to lop an ear off, he'd kind of look like a healthy Van Gogh.
He had that red beard. We went to the exhibit, and I noticed that. Sans the bandage. He liked to paint himself a lot, and his paintings, he's not a very happy man.
Yeah.
No, he's never smiling. No.
It's funny you say that, because I went to the exhibit as well, and there is one portrait that pops up on the big wall that does look a little bit like Rockstar. You're exactly right.
How about that?
Yeah, but if he had, you know, a Buffalo nickel in his pocket and he drank morphine and turpentine all the time, I mean, who's going to be happy, right?
Yeah. He Van Gogh drank turpentine.
I mean, he drank everything, I think. Yeah. Put everything in his body, and he never, said that he never sold a piece of art until he was dead.
I could see a little Rockstar in Van Gogh.
Yeah, there's one that's exactly
like that. He's definitely a healthier person.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
If Rockstar was a farmer for the next 15 years, I could see that.
That's the look I'm going for. Yeah. And here's hoping Bama can invest in a 265-pound no-neck fullback sometime in the future for those third and fourth and shorts. I don't know. I guess we don't have them anymore.
I think it's up front, not the fullback. I think your line's your problem there.
But would it still help? And here's hope JSU and UAB becomes a big rival. And how college football would it be if Napier turned out to be the best hire of them all?
Wouldn't that be funny? We talked so much about Riley and Kelly.
I randomly had that thought to myself a couple of days ago, Jeff.
Well, and, you never know. Jeff, I wonder, you know, there was a time in history that people were chasing the next, you know, the next Bear Bryant. Right. Alabama spent decades for doing it. And we're at a point where Saban has won so much, and there are so many teams that are chasing the next, you know, we want to do it like Saban. Let's do it like Saban. And Napier comes with that reputation. But, and I think we've all heard this, that of all the people who have left, this guy is bought into doing it the most like Nick does it and wants that total control, this even more so than Kirby. So maybe it does work.
But I heard that about Will Muschamp too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't think Will's personality and Nick's personalities are the same. Apparently this Napier guy is I hate to even say this, but is a nicer version of Nick's personality.
You got to have the psychology to be Nick. Not everybody has that. Do y'all think Texas is a little jealous now after seeing all these bigger name hires than what they were able to get?
I think if you're Texas, if you're Chris Del Conte, you just got to move forward and say, hey, look, it was 1 year. And I still think we've got a really sharp football mind, a guy that can recruit. We've still got an opportunity to build this thing up. Look, I didn't think it was going to work out to championship levels when he took this job, but I don't think you can beat yourself
up. Well, they weren't going to get Riley, so really the only one in this cycle they could have gotten would have been Brian Kelly, right? I mean, so do you think they wish they had maybe...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, and put it like this, what kind of money could Bama boosters raise right now to bring Sark back for this run and give up Bill O'Brien?
If there were a dollar figure you could put on it, it would be there today.
Yeah, because would you trust that Sark would at least have something schemed up to at least take some pressure off that offensive line against Georgia?
Yeah, definitely. All right, speaking of that, okay, more likely to win 10 or more next year, LSU or Texas?
I'll go LSU.
I'll go Texas.
More likely to win 10 next season, USC or Florida?
USC.
Easier conference.
And they've got their quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks.
I'll go Florida.
Billy Ball.
Who do you think's more likely to win 9 or fewer?
By the way, I won't get both of those right. One of those, maybe both of them in the SEC won't do it. But I went Texas and Florida. I don't know. I feel like that USC roster – he's got a lot of holes to fill in when Lincoln gets there.
It's going to take a while. I mean,
up front, they've got some holes to fill, but they've got skill already. And I think with what Lincoln Riley does, they'll be able to mask a lot of that in the Pac-12.
Florida, I think they just seems like a mess, too, doesn't it? I mean, it just seems like
a little bit. It feels like it, yep.
Yeah, new culture.
More likely to win 9 or fewer, Oklahoma or Clemson?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, we don't know who the coach is.
I feel Clemson, they've got to do something. They've got to address quarterback.
Yeah.
DJ is going to be the answer.
Oklahoma may have to as well. They've already lost Rattler. Who knows if Caleb Williams
But I believe that Clemson's got everything else. The offensive line's got to get better. But they've got – once they get quarterback fixed with that defense and now they've got a couple of running backs, Will Shipley's going to be really good.
Yeah.
That was a key phrase you said, though, once they get quarterback fixed.
Yep.
Okay, last one. Who loses more next year, A&M or Ole Miss?
Loses more games?
Yes.
I'd probably go Ole Miss. I just don't know what they've got behind Corral, but if they hit the portal.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the destination. Either one of those could be the destination for Spencer Rattler or another great quarterback.
Well,
Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. Could Clemson hit the portal?
They could.
Yeah. So I would probably say Ole Miss too, but, you know, who knows?
That's right. Thanks, guys.
All right,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call, part of the show. Being brought to you by the great folks at Nut Dust. You know, we need to send Jeff some Nut Dust. He would appreciate it.
Nut Dust redefining the use of field of body powder. I think he's got some. I think he brought it up before. Nut Dust, talc-free, all-natural body powder, great for all of the body, feet, below the belt, available in 4 great scents, Naked Voyager, Laddie, and Wildling, all day, every day. Nut Dust has got you covered. For more information, visit officialnutdust.com. Holidays are here. Great stocking stuffer. Again, officialnutdust.com.
Ashley, how awesome would it be if Texas just gave Sark a pass? You don't need to hire him back. Just let him have a weekend pass.
I think Sark would say, man, I sure did have better tools when I was calling these plays last year.
Yeah. He'd come back. Where'd my weapons go? Yeah,
where'd my line go? Where'd Najee Harris go?
Could Alabama use Bijan Robinson this weekend?
They could, yeah. Or Najee Harris. If you just gave Najee Harris a pass back.
I mean, who do you want back? What one Alabama player from last year would you want back? Would it be an
Landon
offensive
Dickerson.
Lineman?
I think you'd go Landon Dickerson.
Oh, I don't know. Well, this weekend you might go Najee. I know the offensive line's been awful.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got a block for him.
Yeah, but having Najee back there, who's so good at picking up, you know, rushers as well.
I mean, could you imagine, though, Devontae Smith and Jamison Williams both in routes?
Gotta have time to throw it.
You gotta have a little time. Dunaway, they'd even take your TJ Yeldon back this weekend.
Absolutely.
Would you give him the yards?
I'd give you the yards.
Behind that line, though, it's tricky.
Yeah, I don't know if you get them.
Lunsford, I'll come back there in commercial break. Will you find out where TJ Yeldon, what he is doing right now? Can somebody figure out where he is?
I bet he's fishing right now.
Sound asleep.
I mean, is he stuck on a Canadian Football League roster and can't get off of it by some, you know, Canadian rule that he can't play in the NFL?
He's bottomless mimosas right now at a brunch somewhere on an island. He's fishing or he's watching Netflix or still in the sheets.
Well, if I don't have a job, I'm still in the sheets. I stay up late at night and sleep my mornings away.
I think that's what TJ's doing.
That's what I would do.
All right. We'll talk Roman Harper. Nobody can break down this SEC game better from a player's perspective than Roman Harper. He's coming up at the top of the hour. John Metchie at 12 noon. We'll get some more phone calls on the Pepsi hotline when we come back. Part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at Redmond Vodka, Redmond and Distilling. We'll be heading over to the week for the weekend starting tonight. We got an early start on the weekend. We'll enjoy a little Redmond Distilling tonight.
Hey, and it's available in Georgia now.
Yeah, it is.
So it is the fastest-growing distillery here in Alabama, but it's starting to balloon and blow up all over the country. Ask for it wherever you go out of town, especially if you're coming over to the SEC Championship this weekend. Their aim, clarity, and taste, color, and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmond vodka made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides that smooth finish. Doesn't have a harsh aftertaste. 8 times distilled. Available at your local package store, including Pink Package, The Beverage Place, and ABC stores. Pick up a bottle this weekend. Redmond Vodka.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
It's that time of year again. Don't miss Bromberg's store-wide free Christmas sale. Get 20% off throughout the store on diamonds and gemstones, designer jewelry, fine timepieces, fabulous giftware, and more. Find gifts from Bromberg's increased inventory of beautiful, timeless jewelry she will adore for a lifetime. And get 20% off during Bromberg's free Christmas sale Wednesday, December 1st, and Thursday, December 2nd at Mountain Brook and the Summit. Make Christmas wishes come true with a silver Bromberg's box under the tree. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Think about this scenario for one moment. You wake up, step on the floor, and you feel water under your feet. You got a leak, you got a problem. I've got the answer. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. DryTech Water Restoration. They respond quickly and reply within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They've got crews ready to go at all times 24/7, and they work for the customer. It's always the number one priority. Your first call isn't the insurance company. It's DryTech Water Restoration, 205-637-0143. Holly Mack Wilson wants you to have a safe and enjoyable holiday season. To protect your home and keep it safe, Holly suggests the following tips. Water your tree daily. Use candles with care and caution. Keep your packages out of sight from doors and windows. If you travel, secure your home before leaving. Check all electrical circuits and don't overload them. Consider smart technology to protect your home. And for more information, always check out her website, hollymackhomes.com. Happy holidays to all. Holly Mack Wilson, a Tuscaloosa Keller Williams agent.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
This hour of The Next Round is presented by Excalibur Services, a name you can now trust for all your plumbing needs. Call 205-718-8688 for all your residential HVAC, electrical, and now plumbing needs. Excalibur Services, Alabama License 15214.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Chip happens. Give us a call to get Chip started. Call Griffin and Jeff today, 205-605-8101. You can always go online. Go to getchipstarted.com.
Chip happens to get Chip done. Don't ever have an accident. Chip yourself. Don't ever have an accident. Ship yourself.
Go to getshipstarted.com.
I've been a Shelby County deputy since 2019, but I've been a beach bum for as long as I can remember. My folks took us down to the Gulf every summer, and even now, I can't wait to get back. Thanks to the freedom and flexibility of my new job, I know my next beach trip is never far away. In the meantime, I'm making great money, get paid to work out, and even have a take-home car to save miles on mine. Best of all, I spend my days helping people, sometimes on the worst days of their lives. That's a job that makes a difference. Not bad for a beach bum, huh?
If a flexible work schedule, a take-home car, paid vacations, a gym at work, and $51,000 plus a year to start sounds good to you, maybe you should think about a career as a deputy in Shelby County, Alabama. Change your life. Change your world. Look us up on Indeed.com and on Insta.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well done service. Hey, do you want to become more flexible and more active? Our friends at Stretch Zone Birmingham can help, and they're offering two Black Friday deals you don't want to miss. Visit StretchZoneBham.com or call 205-509-2349 to learn more or book an appointment.
Devontae's a lot of Landon Dickerson. People want that physical offensive lineman back for Tuscaloosa. John and Mobile in just a second. But first, LT wants to tell us about the great folks at Simpio. They can help you get started with a new business. But even if you're already a business, LT, you can get rid of a HR headache or some other headaches in running your business with our friends at Simpio.
Yeah, Simpio is going to take care of all the BS in every single office. When a business like The Next Round joins Simpio, they're going to take care of the four pillars for you: compliance, HR, payroll, and benefits. When your company joins Simpio, you gain access to healthcare and employer benefits at prices only large organizations get. On average, Simpio is saving companies of all sizes and industries over 18% of their net of their fees. You can join Simpio any time of the year, no annual contract, meaning you can get out at any time. That being said, Simpio and over 3 years of business, 99% retention rate. You've got nothing to lose. Call Blake and the guys like we did, 205-635-7467, or go online for more information. Go to Simpio.com.
John and Mobile is next with us on the Pepsi Hotline. What's up, John?
Howdy, boys. How you doing?
Awesome, man. You good?
I'm just, you know, cautiously optimistic.
There we go. Well,
that's a step up.
It's Thursday. We're making a turn.
Yeah, we haven't had anybody optimistic yet.
I just, you know, I know Tennessee threw on Georgia, but I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, we're the only people that's got a chance to win the game other than Georgia, because we're in the game.
That's a good point.
If I could get one person back, would be Landon Dickerson, because I think the way he just not contributed to the chemistry, but he was the chemistry in the offensive line. I know we got other people that have, you know, are starting on Sundays or playing on Sundays, but I said this before. I watched him when the Saints were playing the Eagles, and he was just dominant.
Yep.
They ran behind him all day long.
I am confident to say, because some people would say Leatherwood, then you could put Neil back at right tackle, and you're much better on the offensive line. I think I could take Dickerson and put him at right tackle, and he'd be just fine.
What his attitude would do for that entire unit. The only reason I said Najee is just because you don't have any healthy bodies there.
That's right.
Well, that's true. But the other thing is do y'all think a lot of the crap that Kelly's getting from the national media is he had the audacity to leave Notre Dame?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And
because that's got to be a load of butthurt for the Notre Dame people, kind of like we were when Frangione left. So
yeah, I think that's got to be the older media though. I think we all realize that Notre Dame is not what Notre Dame once was.
But 2 weeks ago he made it sound like he wasn't leaving.
Yeah. Oh look, he set that up himself.
Yeah. So that's what it is. You're at Notre Dame and you made it sound like you weren't leaving, and then you left, and you know, much like Nick Saban leaving Miami to come to Alabama, there are people that, you know, record everything you say, and it always comes back to haunt you. That's why they read you your rights. Things you say can be held against you, and it always is.
Always remember this, John. Always remember this. A lot of the national media that are criticizing Brian Kelly for leaving Notre Dame to take a better option, if ESPN called those people today and said, we'll triple your salary, they would run, not walk out that door. So keep in mind,
my gosh, yeah,
it is very hypocritical for them to criticize a coach for doing this.
Yep. I agree. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very proud.
And listen, I am by no stretch of the imagination a Brian Kelly fan or an LSU fan. But that hire seems right.
Well, I mean, I don't understand the criticism on Brian Kelly in that, you know, he can't help it that word leaked out. I'm certain it didn't from his end. It came from the LSU end. So that's number one. So when word leaked out, he did everything he could to, I mean, he was on the road recruiting, right? He can't fly the players where he is. So he fired off a text and said, hey, I hate to do it this way, but I want you to hear from me as soon as you can. The first time we can get together in public is bright and early tomorrow morning, and I'll be, or not in public, but in person, and I'll be there. And then he showed up and talked to him. Should he have taken questions? Maybe you made the point. Jack Swarbrick may have said, I don't want you taking questions. Right. I want you to say it and go.
Yeah, I want you to go in there and you read your statement or say what you want to say and then get out because you're not our coach anymore.
Brian Kelly could have sent that text, flown to Baton Rouge, never set foot in South Bend again. And you know what? That would have gotten forgotten about.
Yeah, you know what? ADs, sometimes they don't want you to go back and talk to them.
That's right.
They don't allow you to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when you're out of work, they send a security guard and a cardboard box and they tell you to pack up and get the hell out.
Yeah. Day of.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
You know, the amazing thing is these jobs, both USC and LSU, have been open for months, and we never even put in the Brian Kellys and the Lincoln Rileys. I mean, just incredible hires.
They really are.
Grid.
Yeah, I never thought. I did mention Brian Kelly. If I'm LSU, that's who I'd go after. I didn't think they would do it or that he would take it. By the way, on the Tommy Reese, you remember me saying earlier in the show that it feels like they might have hired co-head coaches?
You said that? I'm kidding.
Pete Sampson, that covers Notre Dame, said Tommy Reese is out recruiting today in the private school plane. Yep. He said that was normally only reserved for the head coach.
Tommy Reese is 28.
I'm not surprised if Tommy Reese, and credit to him for doing this, went to Swarbrick and said, all right, we'll talk money. Money is going to be important for me not to go to Notre Dame. I don't want to fly commercial anymore to recruit. I want the school plane too. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah,
if I'm the offensive coordinator.
But if I'm Marcus Freeman as well, I'm 35, and I want to be the head coach, but I don't want to do it without people I'm comfortable with.
That's right.
So there's great value in Tommy Reese being there. And, you know, Lance Taylor, not you, the former Alabama player, is staying on the coaching staff with him up there. It's important. It's a really young staff. And
boy, it is, isn't
that,
it?
I mean, 35, 28, 28.
How old is Lance? I mean, he's got to be in his 30s, right? Early 30s.
Late 20s.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy how young that staff is.
32.
Yeah.
32.
To be a Notre Dame staff?
Yeah. Because he was on the national championship team 2009, I believe, right?
No, he was already gone.
Yeah.
He's already gone.
I
think he's a little older.
Yeah.
Well, he may be.
But anyway.
He may be older than the coach.
He's a young dude. And, I mean, there are a lot of young guys on that staff.
Yeah. Part of the show today being brought to you by Michelson. We're about to do our look ahead here to what's happening tonight. Michelson brings that for us.
Yeah. Make that call today, 969-8100. Find out if LASIK is right for you. The gift of sight this holiday season. If you've been wasting money on contacts and solutions every single year, I did it myself. I finally went to see if I was a LASIK candidate. I was. I got the procedure done. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. I now have 20/15 vision, better than 20/20. I saw somebody in our Farmfolio chat room yesterday said they were going in for their consultation today. At least call Amy. See if you were right for LASIK. 969-8100 or go online, MichelsonLaserVision.com.
So you guys just gave me an idea. I was like, I'm going to text Lance Taylor, Notre Dame, to see if he might come on the show. I think he'd be interested to talk to.
And you sent it to this Lance Taylor?
No, but the minute, you know how you type the name in and it pulls up your text history? There was two texts I fired off to Lance. He never answered. He never answered. And as I look back at it now, I'm thinking, my God, is he never going to answer these texts? Yeah, Lance Taylor, Notre Dame got those. He didn't answer either.
Oh. So I didn't get the text.
You did not get the text. Lance Taylor at Notre Dame did. And he didn't respond on your part.
So he didn't want to go to Fleming's that night either?
Oops.
I understand. You know, Corey with a good point. LSU and USC hitting great coaches at seemingly the last minute has validated procrastinators everywhere. Happened to Alabama too, right? Back with Nick Saban. Seemed like they were running out of the runway. And they got Nick Saban. Seemed like USC and LSU were running out of runway.
It does seem like Oklahoma, though, is in a bad spot. I don't know why.
Yeah, unless they, you know, get their guy. Top of the hour, look ahead real quick. Tonight, 7-4 Dallas, 5-6 New Orleans, Superdome. That's this evening. Big game for Dallas. They've lost three of their last four.
I love everybody talking about this as such a huge game for Dallas, which it is. But it's a big game for both. I mean, New Orleans is 5-6. And they've lost four consecutive games for the first time since 2015. And the difference is Dallas has already got this East wrapped up.
Well, they're only two ahead of the Washington football team.
Yeah, I'm still not buying it, though. I don't know about you. Look, and the Saints are still very much in the wild card mix, though.
Three games behind the Bucs.
So Taysom Hill is going to get the start. You go back to last year, he was 3-1 as a starter. Trevor Siemian was 0-4 this year as a starting quarterback. Kamara should be back. Mark Ingram should be back. So Marcus Davenport probably won't play tonight, but on the other side, Zeke Elliott probably not playing. And when you look at Dallas, there's going to be the absence of at least six coaches.
Yeah, and Amari Cooper's not playing.
Yeah, so that could be a big deal here. Everybody just assumes Dallas is going to win this game. We'll have a lot more than likely coming up on this in just a little bit. But I think this is an equally important game for both teams.
All right, top of the hour here. Roman Harper scheduled to be with us next. Lance Taylor is 40, soon to be 41, according to John. Boy, you miss that. Boy, time flies. Man, when the kids grow up. Remember when we gave him the car keys for the first time and he drove away from Tuscaloosa. We said, Lance, be careful, man. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.